A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting 2 young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, not Kevin Pollak. What's that? No, actually, I don't think the film Tootsie holds up at all. No, I don't buy the premise, and the great Dustin Hoffman never stops being a man in drag. The fact that anyone buys him as a woman is just too much disbelief for me to suspend. Go fuck yourself. I'm sorry. I know I'm in the minority, and everyone else is in love with this film. It's superb. Fine, I get it. Truly good for you. But the premise, his performance, garbage. But I digress. Craig, you're nodding your head. You agree at all a little bit?
Uh-oh. Weird hill to die on.
Yeah, right?
only 40 years after the release.
I know. I rewatched it and I was like, ugh, this is horrible. Yes, thank you for that. It is a bizarre hill to die on. Enough of that digression. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Let's check in with Chris Alvarado for his 2022 European honeymoon review. Big A?
Funny you say that because I'm scrolling through pictures right now. Not of my honeymoon. The honeymoon was great. It was perfect. Love Italy. But more importantly, I keep forgetting to say this, and I want to tell you guys, and I'm sure I'm sure Craig and Mark have done this once already, but I got a Wordle in one the other day.
What?
And which one? Mark,
I was thinking that.
You just guessed what the word was going
to
be?
That's what I'm trying to pull. Here it is.
What?
You can pull ones from the past?
No,
screenshot it.
Because I knew I wanted to show you guys. Is wow. that something?
Wow.
Kevin, again, Italy, beautiful. But how about this?
Woo.
Is that Mark? Is that impressive?
I'm impressed.
Craig, are you impressed?
Well, I don't know if that's really impressive. That was a good guess, but that's not the skill of the game, Chris.
Ooh.
Yeah, I've never got in one. Carla got in one on that same day.
What? No.
Oh.
That's
no.
fucked up.
Yeah.
Can I circle all of you back to that's technically more important than your trip to Italy? It's when certainly
the moon
more
hits your eye like a big pizza pie. It's amore.
Technically, it's more recent, but dear Lord, you had a life experience that looked like one of the greatest trips of a lifetime.
And this is a life experience too.
All right.
It was wonderful.
I said corrected.
You know what? Listen, we've all been on vacations. We've all done things before. Italy is the only place where I thought I want to go back there as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Maybe Mark goes the same way. This place is fucking incredible.
Yeah, magic. It's crazy incredible. And lastly, thoughts on Tootsie. Have you seen it recently?
I love Craig's weird heel to die on.
Oh my, there's Jackie Gonzalez de Ruthe. Hey. Little D, favorite Italian dish and why?
Wow.
Yep.
This
it's hard.
Is
difficult.
Hard. This is what I'm ordering. Yeah. This is what I'm ordering every time in an Italian restaurant. I'm going to get the linguine alla vongole. That's linguine with clams. And it's like in like an olive oil garlic situation, not a creamy situation, not a tomato situation.
Otherwise known as sauce. Those of you following along, mm-hmm, the word situation could also be swapped out for sauce.
Could be subbed.
Or gravy.
Oh, I don't like that.
You don't like the Italians calling
it? I don't like that.
Grandma's Sunday gravy? You
I
don't
just
go for that?
Learned what that was the other day. This woman's like, I'm making Sunday gravy. And I was like, what is that? My world was not full of gravy growing up.
Perhaps Dr. Gagliardi will weigh in when it's his turn.
Well, then she described it to me. And I was like, oh, goddamn. Because I thought it was like, I remember a movie in Chicago and people ordering biscuits and gravy, and I love biscuits, but good God, don't throw all of this stuff. Like, what? Don't make them wet.
Whoa.
Give me just a buttermilk biscuit.
Well, listen, I don't know what it's like in Miami or whatever,
there's
but
no
it's a good
gravy.
Biscuits and gravy.
I had never heard of it. It was something new, something a little disturbing. So when I heard Sunday gravy, that's what I was thinking. And then she described it to me, and I was like, oh shit, give me that.
Yeah, there's a lot less flour involved in the creation of these grandma's Sunday gravy.
Ooh, and there's like a whole pork chop is disintegrated in hers. In hers, a whole pork chop's disintegrated Jackie. In there.
Yes. So, you want to leave out the chop part, but
disintegrated.
Yes.
Disintegrated.
Incredible.
Disintegrated situation. You should be a food writer.
Either
By
way.
By the way, Jackie, it was really funny. Sorry, I know I'm taking up time, but just really funny that when Craig said that Carla got the same one I did on Wordle, your reaction was, that's fucked up.
Because that is fucked up. That means something, and I don't know if it's good or bad. But it means
something. I'm worried as well.
I'm worried. I'm worried for your marriage, for both of your marriages.
What?
I don't know why.
Okay.
I'm a Wordle girl myself.
It means something.
Wow. It means something. I love Wordle. I love spaghetti with clams in a garlic situation.
When it just disintegrates into the situation.
And if you want to put some meat disintegrated in there.
It sounds delicious.
Oh, my. Oh, whoa. Wait. Back by popular demand. What is this? With his Boathouse on a Lake review. Here's Craig Kakowski. Cacao?
Boathouse on a Lake? I'll tell you what. If you want to build a boathouse, the best place to do it is on a lake. I've seen boathouses like a couple miles inshore, and they do not work as well.
You can definitely, house.
You can definitely store the boat in there, but getting the boat into the water is the crucial part. And so I think the boathouse needs to be on the lake or the ocean or some body of water in order to work. Otherwise, it's going to be a real fucked up sauce.
It's going to be a fucked up situation.
Hey!
I use them interchangeably.
Yes, you did. You proved the point. There's Mark Gagliardi.
Hi!
Strange mark on your pants. What is the origin of the term jerry-rigged?
The
wasn't it Germany? Like it was Germans could like figure out how to duct tape something together, or I don't know. Like I assume that the term comes from Germans because they're very American, industrious. I assume all terms come from Germans.
Yeah.
Calling it gravy comes from Germans. No, we actually, just to go back to that before, we absolutely call red sauce in my family gravy. Always have. We make the Sunday gravy. And yes, my dad will fill it with meat at the beginning of the day, and it will all have disintegrated into a delicious meat sauce by the end
of
the day. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I'm team gravy. But jerry rigging was invented by a German named Jerry. I believe, if I'm remembering this correctly, he was the first person to ever take duct tape and use it on something besides a duct.
That's correct. I knew you'd have it. And last, but you can completely kiss my grits if you think I'm least, it's James Heaney. Jingle Johnny James. What was the most memorable aspects of being on the set of that recent indie film you did?
I mean, there's a lot, but the big thing was one day we had a snake wrangler on set because they needed to make sure as we ran through grass that was almost to our waist that there was no rattlesnakes there. And they went through, found zero, and they did it with a black light at night, and they were shining it to see everything. They didn't find any snakes, but they found scorpions. And they kept the scorpion. And here's what's even crazier. On set, because there was an animal, there's somebody that represents the safety of animals. Mm. So they couldn't just kill the scorpion like it should be killed. They had to keep it and then set it free afterwards. Yeah. But then after they caught that one scorpion, they said it was all clear and we could run through the area in shorts.
What state was this area in that you have scorpions and snakes?
Now, I don't want to scare anybody, but it was in Malibu. So there are scorpions not only in California, but in Los Angeles County.
Not only in Los Angeles County, but in swanky Malibu.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This indie I'm doing also had a rattlesnake wrangler. We were at the Disney Ranch up in your Santa Clarita, Lancaster area. And we did find, or he, found him. I certainly found none. Probably from a lack of looking. Go ahead.
Craig, did you work at the Disney Ranch with
many times?
I remember that one morning. I know I'm taking up too much time. We have a whole show.
No.
I pulled up to, I was doing a commercial, and I get, it's like 6 a.m. and there's Craig. I was like, oh shit, Craig and I are in this commercial together. I'm like, dude, what are you doing here? He's like, Drunk History. I was like, cool, man. All right. Yeah. It was a real letdown for me.
And then I said, snake. And Chris was escorted off the set.
But they couldn't kill him. Right. Yeah, it was very strange. And underneath the house where everyone had just been walking around and sitting on the deck of this, you know, built house on the ranch. The Disney Ranch is where they shoot a lot of TV and movie and commercials, of course. It was cool under there. And this sizable, like almost 5-footer, the aforementioned Carla Kakowski, everyone.
Woo! 5-footer. That's almost my height.
Exactly. Just poked its head out from underneath this house.
It's fucked up.
Just like that. It had 5 fingers for a face and 4 fingers on a thumb.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
and that's our show.
That's our show. Let's thank all the actors for being here.
This is so much fun.
5-footer. I think it'd come right to my eyeballs.
Yes. Well, yeah. They rarely stand tails and nose.
On point. The ballet ones do.
But if you were lying down, I think we have a better point. Can someone put the snake next to Jackie while she's lying down? It'll be funny. Let's do a mini show. All of our scene suggestions have been gathered from listener emails or from our patron VIPs, and we thank each and every damn one of you for all of you wanting to be involved in the show as well as supporting us through Patreon. In fact, after some 300 episodes under our belts, the time has come for us to step away from this glorious fun. Yes, we must bid you a grateful so long. Not farewell forever, but just so long for now. New episodes will roll out through the end of the month. Your Patreon will not be charged in the coming months. James will be sending you all a note in case some of you didn't realize you had a note from James waiting for you by the time you're hearing this. And again, we thank you all so very, very much for telling everyone you've ever known to listen to the podcast, and you may continue to do so. We'll you know, the library of so many episodes will be there for you. Anyway, thank you again sincerely, if not lovingly. And now, on with the show. Scene one is from patron VIP Pat C., who wrote, "Hey, howdy. Hi, y'all." Scene suggestion. What happens when scientists finally learn everything there is to know about the universe? Stay classy, Pat. Sorry, Jim. We're going to need you to clean out your desk and, well...
I'm just about finished with this. Hold on. I've got my microscope and I'm looking at little tiny...
Jim?
Yep. Uh-huh.
We're going to need that microscope. Yeah. Thanks, Larry.
What are you doing? You're taking all my... These are my tools for the research that I'm doing in the universe.
Jim, there's no more research. We've got it all.
You're done.
What?
You did a great job.
Appreciate everything you've done for the Institute. In fact, you're my personal favorite. Don't tell the others. But as Larry said, we're going to give you about 9 minutes to box it all up, please.
With these apple boxes? I've got years of research. I don't think they'll fit in all these little apple boxes.
We got it all. We're turning this space into a spirit Halloween rental.
What? That can't be right. They only
Why are
need
you
that a
so upset? We got all the information. We figured out all the questions we've ever had about the universe have been answered thanks to you.
We went out really far and we discovered everything that was in a distance. But I wanted to start looking. Have you seen the end of the first Men in Black movie?
Three times. It hold up, unlike Tootsie. But let me ask you this.
Yes.
What are you going to do with all your free time, do you think? Just a quick question. I always wondered what you would do if you weren't in here 19 hours a day.
I don't know. Maybe I've always considered when I was in high school, it was either science or football. Maybe it's not too late to get into football.
It's never.
I don't know.
All right, kid. What'd you say your name was again?
My name's Edric.
Edric. All right, Edric. Oh, yeah, right there on the back of your jersey. All right, Edric.
It's my last name. I think that's what goes for, you know.
No, don't need the whole story. I just need you to run out there. See those guys out there standing in the circle? Go join that circle. Tell them you're on the team now. And tell them to get the ball to you. Introduce yourself to those guys. I realize it's the middle of a game in the middle of a huddle. I don't care. This is how we do things around here.
I know, hustle out there.
All right, fellas. This is 3:42. We're going to do a 3:42 hard lift.
I'm 3.42. Hard.
Break! Hey, who are you, pal?
Hi, I'm 3.14. It's my jersey number. I'm Edric, and I got put onto the team. It seems like we're going.
Here, let me help you up there, newbie. Name's Johnson. Ow. Welcome. What's your name?
Hi.
Turn around.
Well. You can just call me 3.14. I got to pick my own number.
Yeah, you sure did. What's your position, newbie?
Well, new position. I guess maybe linebacker?
Sure. Well, you've come to the right place, Canadian football. We'll fit right in. Uh-huh. What brought you to us, if I may ask? Sorry, huddle up.
All right, we got a sports tackle, major pass. That's a 41.
O line.
To and 61. Break.
Jerseys.
Break.
I didn't actually understand any of that.
Just line up like the rest of us and hit the guy in front of you.
Okay. Well, that guy's big.
3:21. 3:21. Order up.
Okay, scientists, thank you for gathering here for the World Scientist Summit, the WSS, as you all know. The World Scientist Summit. Thank you. Well, really interesting news coming out of California. Oh. It's all in this folder here.
Mm. That's an oxymoron.
Wait, how's that?
You just said interesting news, California, and I just thought that sort of flies in the face of reality as we know it. science.
Scientists can actually be really funny too.
Yeah, thank you.
We can be pretty goofy. We can be pretty silly.
Watch this. Hey, who's on first?
All right. Now listen, listen. There's an official WSS open mic after the conference.
Sometimes I get really crazy and goofy, and I order just like a sandwich at whatever the easiest sandwich to make at a restaurant is. But then I ask them to put, you know, bacon or avocado. I ask them to add just one thing on top. I get so crazy, so goofy. So
we can save that for the talent show and open mic after the conference.
What's the news?
Well, it's all done. We can wrap it up. We've learned everything there is to know about the universe.
Yeah, save it for open mic.
Yeah, save it for open mic.
This is not a joke.
That was a good one.
That's so funny.
Thank you. I'm not joking. Ask me any question. I have the answer right here. Please, anybody. What have you been working on? What's your research?
I'm sorry. Question.
Yeah.
How long until the universe collapses upon itself in what they call the cataclysmic event? What is the word I'm looking for?
The cataclysmic event.
That's it.
Thank you. It should eventually contract and explode. When is that going to happen?
It's going to happen in 200,000 years.
Oh, that's faster than I thought.
That's not too bad.
It's accurate.
Nice even number, too.
Yeah.
Any other questions? I got a question. Yeah. Who's God?
Yes.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Good one.
Let me see here. Oh, interesting. Ellen DeGeneres.
Jesus Christ,
I just thought that name.
Not so what we were thinking it would be. Wow.
He thought that.
You thought that?
Oh, God. I was just thinking he's going to say Ellen DeGeneres.
Well, because it is all-knowing.
What is fucked up?
Okay. Science is real.
Science is real.
Science is real, and the universe is no longer expanding.
Why was God hanging out with George W. Bush at that football game then?
Mm. Right here.
Yeah, what do you got there?
Mm-hmm.
Let's
see. Photo op? Does it say photo op?
It says a photo opportunity. I assume that means photo op.
A photo opportunity.
Yes.
An opportunity for photographic.
And why didn't God compensate her writers accordingly?
Can I just ask, is that that hard copy of all the information right there?
Yeah.
Is that the only one?
Well, and I have it all on this thumb drive that I keep with me
at all times. Theoretically, we could destroy it to keep ourselves employed, right? I mean, theoretically.
No. God didn't pair her writers well.
No, like, I want to go on this train of thought. Like, theoretically, if we all surrounded you right now, tackled you to the ground, and stole that drive from you.
Save it for open mic, Jim.
Yeah, there's still 45 more minutes left of the conference. You can bring your material.
I was told there would be Halloween costumes here, but I'm just seeing a lot of lab coats.
Yeah, it's a big hit this year. Did you not want to go as a scientist?
I've been a scientist before. It's like, it's always fun, you know? Yep. You get a lab coat, you know, maybe a stethoscope.
Always a good touch, yep.
Yeah.
I don't know
about these Tesla coils that might be, you know, heavier than I want to carry around.
Sure.
But I'm looking for something scarier.
Yeah, what do you got in mind? What are you thinking? Politician?
Yeah, do you have a politician outfit?
We do. We got a Democrat, Republican, Libertarian. What are you looking for?
Let me go as a Libertarian. What is that outfit? It feels like you can go as whatever you want. Whatever you want.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
It's really up to you. In fact, you're kind of in costume right now.
Oh. So people will get right away. I've gone as a Libertarian.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Yeah.
As you know, we gotta do the costume contest.
Yes.
I'm handing out awards right now. Yeah. All right, Chuck, you get third place for Frankenstein.
Thanks. Third place. I knew I could do it.
All right, Bart.
That's a nice change of pace from going as the monster.
Yeah. One as a doctor. That was genius.
You really used that lab coat.
All right, Barb, you get second place for Ursula. Oh, taking thank voices.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay. And number one goes to Bill for the cargo
cargo shorts and tank top.
Thank you. But
what? Maybe you can answer the question now, Bill, what you were dressed as, since everyone's kind of been wondering and you got first place.
Well, I think since I won, it speaks for itself, right?
Let's guess.
You're dressed as a winner.
Cargo shorts and a tank top.
Yeah, let's guess.
Did you go as, I don't know, Riff Raff?
Good guess.
Riff Raff, the rapper.
Solid.
No, just general lowercase Riff Raff.
Sorry.
Oh, I thought you meant Riff Raff from Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Different. No,
to describe people that are undesirables? Riff Raff.
Are you going as massively unemployable?
Chicago frat boy in the summer.
Good guess. Good guess.
Give me the fuller. Listen. No. Listen, you animals. Listen, you animals. There are answers in there that you might not want.
Get them.
Think about that. Think about that. All the information is in this folder and in this thumb drive. You might not like what you see.
That's why we want to
destroy him. Yeah.
Way to not make your argument, scientist.
Well, yeah.
You know what? I hadn't considered that.
Join us. Save all of our jobs.
But is it just for the job saving? Because I can get another job. I'm thinking about playing professional basketball. So okay. Is that the job?
No,
in Canada?
I did one session.
Canada.
I did one session of football in Canada, and it hurt bad. I'm just saying,
you guys are covered. I mean, if I'm not looking into a microscope and saying, I don't know what the hell I could do.
Well, you could do that in other fields.
Like,
Mike, I don't know. Is this
Microsoft doesn't use that? If that's what you were going to say, I checked Microsoft. That first.
All right, everybody. So we want to get rid of all the answers. Everything we learned just to keep our jobs. Is that right?
Not just to keep our jobs. The world's going to lose all mystery. If there are no more, if we have all the answers, there'll be no more questions.
Oh, of course, that too. I mean, that was the second reason.
Shut up, Beedrick. You're being selfish.
No, come on.
Look, guys, come on. Does the world really want to know everything? Isn't it better to not know some things? Do you really want to know what's in a hot dog or that God is Ellen DeGeneres?
Huh. I guess not. Well, how about this? Why don't we pass this folder around, this file, and you look up one answer to one question you might have, and then we'll throw it all away. Anybody wants that, seems that opportunity? Fair. Anybody wants the opportunity to maybe learn something about the universe before?
Oh, I'll go first. Give me that folder.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Whoa.
Okay.
Huh. Pass okay, it. Who's pass. Next?
me, my turn. Okay. Oh, this can't be right.
It's all right.
This can't be right.
Okay, it's all...
Okay, let me see that. Let me see that. Okay, wait.
All right, here you go.
So it is an infinite amount of turtles. Interesting.
Okay, anybody else? Anybody
else? Yeah. Let me see that.
All right.
Wow. Tootsie was okay.
It's okay.
So you two had the same burning question?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's right.
Science proved that Tootsie is a solid movie.
Houston. We have a problem. Houston, we have a problem.
Could you be more general?
Well, you know that we have some issues up here. Our ship, it will not be able to make the descent back into Earth at its current state. And you were going to send us the tools that we needed to fix it. Now you're saying space program science is getting shut down and... And where does that leave us? Because we need to re-enter Earth, you know. We have an infinite amount. Not an infinite.
Do you, though? Do you, though, need to re-enter the Earth's atmosphere?
Yeah, we have
Are you not happy up there, Lieutenant?
Listen, I don't... It's not about me being personal. It's not about my personal life. I've made mistakes.
Oh, isn't it, though?
I've made mistakes opening up to you before, Houston.
Right.
And you made me feel like this is an intimate conversation when I know that I'm on an intercom to the entire control floor.
Just the two of us. What'd you want to say?
Well, it's getting hard to be up here.
All there it is. She said it. She's complaining. Sorry.
The fuck, Rogers?
I'm sorry.
Sorry. No, someone had a bad sandwich order.
Someone with so people are listening. Thank God I didn't give any real details. Listen.
That is scene one.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And, of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're
a
figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
podcast juicy.
Would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Scene two comes from listener Laban Chapel, or Chappelle, who wrote, "Hello, Alchemist, longtime listener, second time emailer. I'll admit I pretty much have to listen to the pod solo since I never know how the scenes will go and what crazy ass shit y'all will come up with or say. For that, I thank you. Don't worry, though. I do share it with some of my longtime friends that share my demented sense of humor." Again, very judgy. Anyway, being born and raised in the low country of South Carolina and having my home in Charleston for 17 years, and Charleston being such a hotbed for COVID relocators, I thought a great scene suggestion would be your take on how the South is handling all of the cultures moving in on it. With nothing but love and respect, Laban Chapel.
Honey, stop staring at that other table over there. They're going to look over. They're going to see you staring at them.
Well, I just never seen anything like it, is all.
Honey, it's all right. They're people, too. They're just people.
Right. Right, but they're not from here, and I'm just curious. It's all get out.
Well, then go ask them. They are new.
I'm going to get a piercing just like that, Mom and Dad. I'm going to get a bunch of piercings on my face.
You are not. You will not get a piercing.
If he gets a piercing, I'm going to get a fedora.
You are not getting a fedora, and you not getting a piercing.
It looks good on them.
Now, darlings, y'all need to spend a little more time eating your grits and less time staring at our new neighbors.
Well, I hate to say it, honey, but you were setting a pretty terrible example just staring that table down like that.
I'm going to go with...
Excuse me, ma'am. I ordered the biscuits and gravy, and I expected to get more of an Italian American sauce thing going on with these biscuits.
Well, honey, I don't know what to tell you. Around here, gravy is thick, beige, and chunky.
Okay. So gravy is not synonymous with sauce here.
Gravy is synonymous with gravy around here, sugar.
Well, where I'll tell you what. I'm from Queens.
Queens. Is that in England?
No, Queens, New York. Astoria. Come on.
Oh, well.
Yeah, came down here to get rid of the, get away from the COVID.
Yeah.
And enjoy some cobblestone streets and shrimp.
That's us. That's
not,
us.
Not to reduce your beautiful historic city to
No. Things. I mean, look at our flags. Our flags are made up of the cobblestone streets and shrimps. That's us.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this is delicious. It's just not what I was expecting.
Well, maybe you were expecting something like, why don't I offer you this? Get the fuck out of our town. Before we throw you out of this fucking town.
What?
Something like that, or maybe a sweet tea, perhaps?
Excuse me, darling. Can I speak to you in the back?
Yeah, of course.
I appreciate that. Come on back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, sugar.
Hi, darling. You know we love having you working here, working the front. You're so good at front of house.
I'm a people person.
It's wild to me that I would hear such disgusting language come out of your mouth, especially to one of our lovely, lovely patrons.
Oh, did you hear that?
I heard that. I sure did, sweetheart. Oh, yeah, I did.
I'm darling. Sugar, you have such a good hearing.
I gotta say, you know, it's my job to keep everyone doing well at theirs. And we could use a little more niceness from you.
Now, you understand that he's not from here.
Right. Yeah, I do understand. See, the thing about being in the South, which is now making me figure that maybe you've been a liar all the time. Because if you were truly from the South, you'd know that whether we are dishing out a compliment or a diss, it's going to sound exactly the same. And we're going to say it with a smile, baby. We sure are.
You know what?
So
you
either
know what?
You're a dumb piece you're not of right. shit,
you
or
are. Oh yeah, from, bless
and,
your heart.
And a liar who's from somewhere else, which you know could be true, and I appreciate. Mm-hmm, or mm-hmm. you're a true Southerner who's going against your roots and messing up your restaurant.
Well, it certainly is one of those two. Anyway, I got some tables to get back to. And
excuse me, miss, Yin's got hamburgs. Yin's got hamburgs.
Darling.
Is this my table?
He's asking you a question.
I moved to downtown Charleston, you know, to get away from the COVID, you know. Mm-hmm. Yin's ever been to Pittsburgh?
Now, thank you all for meeting me here in my home for some tea and conversation. Just friends and family. Wanted to bring up a couple of issues that I have noticed and maybe you have noticed. It feels like there are some people who are staying here for too long. I'll put it that way. Anybody else share those same thoughts? Because I'm feeling evil. And maybe if I'm the only one feeling these thoughts, then I got to work on myself.
I mean, I noticed it at the tire shop. I'm not going to lie. I noticed it at the tire shop. This family came in with a car that was not the license plate was not a South Carolina plate, and this car. I'm going to go out on a limb and say this car was foreign. Like, where are we going to get foreign tires for a car here?
Anybody else? Okay.
So we're the only two.
Are you talking about the...
Oh, no. It's no. Minnesota is part of this country. We do have 10,000 lakes, but no, I think the tires that you got will work just fine. But if I'm stepping in your way, then feel free to send me on my way.
Wow. You're real nice.
Oh, I don't know about that. I'll tell you, it's nice here in Charleston, you know, heard that that you can't get COVID down here. So, just move the whole family down from St. Paul.
You messing with me? Cause I heard Sugar over at the restaurant once. She said, you know, and we all know down here in the South, if someone's being real nice to you, they could either really like you or really hate you. You hate me? Is that what this is? That was this all about?
Oh, no.
You come in here asking for some weird tires? No. Come here being all...
You bet. Oh, you betcha. Oh, you betcha. Oh,
what do
no.
I bet? What do I bet
oh,
me?
No.
We don't allow gambling down here. I want you out of my tire shop.
No, this isn't passive aggressive. No, we'll just love those tires and then I'll get on my way.
Sugar, can I ask you a question?
Sure thing, Darlene.
On my way home last night, did I see you and a gentleman?
I'm so sorry to interrupt,
out?
But would you mind doing your roll-ups while you ask me this question?
Of course. I'd be happy to.
Thank now, you so much. I appreciate that.
Did I see you walking out of the movie theater with a gentleman last night?
I mean, you might have if you were a sneaky snake.
Or just going out for my evening walk, as I do. It's good for the heart. Because
I saw Maverick. You. I saw Top Gun Maverick in IMAX.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you, in Bangor, Maine, we're lucky to get maybe two movies a summer. And, to see those planes up there on the screen was impressive.
It really was. It was the highlight of it. I wish it was all plane action. I didn't need anything out of the planes. I just wanted it to be zoom, zoom, zooming around up in there at that air.
Yeah. I'll tell you what.
He just seemed like trouble is all I'm saying.
Well, frankly, Darlene, it's not a lot of your business, to be quite frank.
It's my business if I think you're in danger.
Who I meet and who I decide to say yes to when they ask me to go see a movie in IMAX. Did it absolutely kill my neck? 100%. Was it necessary to see that movie in IMAX?
No, it wasn't. Did I have a good time with that gentleman? I kind of did. I kind of did. Well,
at least you didn't kiss him or anything.
Well, if you want to plant one right here on these two lips, I wouldn't say no.
Okay, well, yeah, I like that. I like you going for a bit of a, I have to give you consent. I have to make the move. I like that. Well, I'll just lean right in and I'll give you a big old peck.
Did I tell you that a clown murdered all the children in my town?
No.
Now, Mayor, let me get this straight. You're proposing that we add to our flag that is cobblestone and shrimp. You're saying that we add a New York Yankees emblem, a crab, and all other types of things? Is that what I'm understanding, Mayor?
Well, I think that it would be a pretty good idea to be more inclusive and put more things on our flag. Make people feel at home, because home's where the heart is.
Yeah, you should put a Primanti Brothers sandwich on the flag, because it's, you get fries and slaw in the sandwich. It's real good. You know, when I'm watching a Steelers game downtown, one of those sandwiches.
Breaking news. There's a new COVID hotspot in the country. Charleston, everybody. If you are in, near, or around Charleston, leave immediately.
Kids, honey, what'd they say? What'd he just say on the news there?
Said that we're a hotspot now.
Oh, a hotspot. Like a nice nightclub that everybody wants to go to?
I think the yuppies are coming. I think that might have been what the heads up was about. They're going to gentrify.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I've been waiting for.
Mom, Dad.
Oh, man.
I hope it's not too startling, but I got my hair dyed pink.
What?
And I got some piercings.
Wait, look at all. Where'd you put all those staples in your face? Get over here, son.
They're called piercings. Oh.
Oh, my God.
I think that they look good.
Well, I don't know about this. I don't know if I cottoned to any son of mine having pink hair and earrings. And Lord knows after they... I'm telling you, honey. I'm telling you, it's because of the flag. It's what they did to the flag.
Mom,
Dad. Let him be. Yes, yes, honey.
Oh, my God.
Don't get mad at me. It's not a fedora. It's a newsboy cap. It's not a fedora.
Oh, that's it. We are moving.
Where are we going to go? Where are we going to go?
I don't know. I hear Minnesota people are nice.
Robert, come into my office. Listen, we hired you here at Channel 4 News because of your compelling delivery and your impeccable diction and non-regional dialect. What we didn't hire you for is to deliver in such a lackadaisical way, I think half of the town fell asleep, Robert. Now, if this is a personal issue, because I have to say this is not normal for you, this is a personal issue, you need to take some time off, then please speak up.
I would like some clarification as to the issue. People fell asleep.
The issue is your most recent, your delivery at the 5 o'clock news hour was so boring. I fell asleep. That was the issue. So I know our viewers are absolutely snoozing on this news. And we had some hot sections for today.
You're right. Okay, so
pay you to football tournament in 5 minutes. Five.
Thank you, five. So you're saying I didn't deliver it with enough energy, enough. I need to.
I'm saying you were not the Robert Newcastle that we hired. You were not the Robert Newcastle.
Because that Robert Newcastle is dead. Okay.
Hey, you're Robert Newcastle, right? You read the local news here in Charleston.
I was.
Oh, forget about it. What happened?
Someone broke my heart.
Oh, that's awful. Where are you from? Me and my friend here. We're both recent transplants here to Charleston. Mm. We watch you every night at 6 o'clock. Oh yeah, Yin's watch the news too. Yeah. Yeah, this guy's the best. He reads the news, and sometimes the weather.
I gotta say, it is a pleasure to meet all of you. This is what this old news anchor needed today, is just to mix it up and you know, be out here with the people, all different types of people. Huh.
Yeah, bro, it's certainly beats being in California at the height of this COVID, right?
You said it.
You certainly did, and that is seen too.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlin, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What? I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of
bit.
Us.
We're
a
figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
Juicy.
Podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Scene 3 is from Patron Alchemaniac Nicholas Mockauer, who made one of the last shows. Who wrote, scene, criminal uses cameo to send out blackmail messages, but only B and C tier celebrities as he has to save money. Let the budget impressions flow. Play ball, Nick.
Baby, did I tell you I got a cameo? I actually requested a cameo and paid for it. And it should be coming in today or tomorrow. I'm very, very excited. I don't even want to tell you who it's from, but it's a surprise for Tommy's birthday.
Oh my gosh, that's so sweet. He's going to be so excited if it's a celebrity that he knows and loves.
Oh no, he does. Absolutely.
Oh my gosh, that's such a great gift. And thank you this year for thinking of one. I know he was really disappointed when you didn't get him anything last year. So,
well, you know, he's technically not my son, but I want to raise him. I want to help raise him, you know.
I completely understand that you did, you know, genetically you did nothing to bring this child into the earth. But you have been rearing him for the past 7 years. And, you know, to me, when you express it to me, like, it's hurtful, but I can take it. It's the frequency at which you express not being his father to him that I think can
be. You don't think that's something he needs to know and know well?
I think it's crushing his spirit.
Huh. Let's go and ask him. Tommy!
I don't think we should.
Tommy!
Yeah.
Tommy, it's not your dad.
Me.
Hey, buddy.
What?
So thanks for joining us. We just had something real quick to run by you. Yeah. This business of me not being your biological father and him actually being incarcerated, I was curious, am I mentioning that too often? Am I mentioning it not often enough? What is your takeaway on this information?
Well, I guess I never really thought about it, but like in the morning, you go, breakfast, not my real son, your dad's in jail. Mm-hmm. So like that's how we start the day typically. And then jumping off at school, you go, hey, have a good day. I'm not your father because your father made some poor choices. And now
you got time to start school. Yeah.
You ain't going to see him. And then the last thing you say to me before I go to bed is usually like, I love you, but not as much as your real father, but how much love can he show you if he's away? So I don't know. It feels like about the right amount, Mom.
Balanced, right? Morning, noon, and night? Feeling good?
I find it to be absolutely dampening of the spirit. It's I find it to be unnecessary. You know that he's not your biological father, and to be pointing out.
Well, you know what would fix things? I think it would be like a really cool birthday present, since my birthday is tomorrow.
It's funny you should say that. I wasn't connecting the two, but if we need to, maybe this is a way for me to begin the process of this transition for me from being Captain Information to your loving father.
Sounds good to me. Mom, what do you think?
I loved every word that just came out of your mouth.
Finally. All right. Let's say goodbye to Captain Information. He's dead. He's not incarcerated. He's just dead.
Okay? Rest in peace.
Yep. He's in life jail. He is incarcerated in hell.
Wow.
Yeah. Like so many. This new version of me is going to be loving and supportive, and I've got an incredible gift for you tomorrow, and I can't wait for you to see it.
I'm so sorry. I can't wait for you to see it either, Tommy. Why don't you go ahead and go back to hanging out with Tommy, your friend.
Tommy!
Yeah. Hey,
Why does he hang out with kids his own name? Is that what you're going to do?
No, I was going to say, I don't really want to harp on the whole hell thing. That's not really something that we've ever really taught him in this family. That's and I don't want to bring that in now.
Yeah, it's, I feel like it's all over the entertainment world, things he watches, stuff he studies in school, possibly even without being religious in any way. You know,
well, for sure he knows what it is and that, you know, absolutely. But to say that so many people are locked in the jail of hell is, I just think, sets someone up in a really.
Mr. McGrath, Mr. Mark, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you're just sitting here. I just want to let you know a couple things you have to do today.
Yeah, what's on the list, bro? Let's do it. Let's go.
You're playing tennis at noon.
Woo! Love tennis. Rock and roll. Rock and roll.
You're having a tattoo removed at 2 p.m.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That one was a mistake. Big mistake. Big mistake. Woo! And then rock and roll.
By end of day, you have a cameo you need to get done.
Oh, I forgot. You know what? Let's just knock the cameo out now.
You want to do that first?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So here's the information here. It's for a birthday boy named Tommy.
All right. Woo, Tommy, the birthday boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Warden, let me use your phone. I got to get a cameo for my kid, you know. Come on, Warden. You know, I've been on good behavior.
All right. You should have enough in jailhouse funds to to pay for the cameo. But you know, some of them are pretty expensive. You know, I got Tanya Harding for my niece's bat mitzvah, and that was pricier than I expected.
Expensive?
It was about $200 non-personalized greeting from Tanya Harding.
Oh, non-personalized?
Yeah. But who were you thinking? Who were you thinking?
I was thinking Tim McGrath.
Tim McGrath.
I think that's right, but I guess I'll have to change it because that's not going to work.
Tim McGrath.
Is there something similar that maybe is in my price range? It's been so long that I've been in here. It's hard for me to really.
Tim McGrath is out of your price range. Absolutely. Tim McGrath is out of your price range. Mark McGrath also out of your price range. But Tim McGrath, it says you can get.
Hey, Mr. McGrath. Sorry to interrupt you during lunch. It's me, Dave, your assistant.
Yeah, what's up?
I can't believe I'm saying this. You got a request for a cameo.
Stop fucking with me, man.
No, I'm serious, Tim. You got a request. I'm sorry, Mr. McGrath. You got a request for a cameo.
Right. I'm trying to even remember how this works because it's been a while. Since we started and we signed up because you thought that was a good idea.
Yeah, look, you're fame adjacent. It's what works. Like everybody's gonna. It's like when somebody goes to the store and buys a copy of Transmorphers instead of Transformers. You know what I mean? But I knew this day would come.
Okay, you were right. Congratulations. But
I told you needed an assistant.
That's the other thing. An intern as an assistant made a lot of sense initially because I wasn't paying you. The last 6 months, I am paying you. Granted, it's $100 a week, but I still feel like it's something. So,
hey, look, Dave, it's me, Dustin Timberwake. I don't think I need an assistant anymore, dude. I'm a mechanic, and I feel like this is not paying off the way you.
But where am I going to go?
You were so enthusiastic about the idea of being famous adjacent, and I bought in, but nobody's wants to hear from Dustin Timberwake. Unless
you know what?
You can drum up some.
Susan Saranwrap said the same thing. And she kicked me out.
I don't want to let you go. I just can't afford you anymore.
Dave Growl said the same thing, and he kicked me out. Elvis Presley said the same thing. And he kicked me out.
He kicked you out.
Where am I going to go?
Fuck. Look, you can crash at my place. I just don't need an assistant anymore. Or ever. I never did. I'm a mechanic. With a weird name.
Hey, thanks for coming by. How did you hear about the, I was looking for a new assistant. Did you see it when I posted it online or?
I just lucked out. I was looking through the phone book for names that seemed fame adjacent.
Right. And yeah. You came across Kevin Pollak.
Yeah, I came across Kevin Pollak. And awesome. I thought, Kevin Pollak is fame adjacent.
Yeah,
he slept his way to the middle.
That's exactly right. Thank you. Thank you for remembering. A real fan. So what are the terms you're looking for? And I'll tell you if it works for me.
Well, the last job, I would like a little raise from what I got last time. I was making $100 a week working for Tim McGrath, I would like about $120 a week and the option to just at any point in time, ask you what people are like.
Okay. when you say Tim McGrath, did you mean Mark McGrath?
Nope.
Tim McGrath?
Nope.
Wow. It's my birthday. Okay, guys.
Okay.
Whoa. I got so two presents. I got two digital presents. One's from you, Dad, and the other's from my dad, Mom.
Yeah, because I got you these two polo shirts.
Okay, well the shirts are great. I'll open my first digital one from you, Dad, from you my house, Dad. Let's see what's going on here. So oh excited. My gosh.
Right?
No.
Yes.
Mom, watch this. I'm going to press play.
Okay.
Hey, Tommy, it's me, Mark McGrath. Yeah. Sugar Ray, but not the boxer. What? Yeah. Hey, your stepdad just wanted you to know that you're not his real son. Have a birthday.
Oh, my God. Gosh, that was the best. That right? was the best. All right, before I thank you, before we wrap this up, and I guess I gotta open the one from my jail dad. Right, Mom?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Right, honey? Yeah.
Let's see.
Not that we're comparing at all.
I mean,
all.
It's nice that he sent you something, so you should enjoy that.
Okay, let's see. I'll press
that
play.
He's acknowledging he's your biological father. I think that's great too.
Okay, I'm going to press play on this guy.
Hey there, kiddo. It's me, Elvis Presley. that's right. I can identify with having difficulties with your dad because my father is 90210's Jason Priestley. However, I am an Elvis impersonator. Thank you very much.
Wow.
So your dad got one that didn't actually say happy birthday. That's interesting.
Yeah, but he got me one that had a lot of heart.
Yes, it did. Yeah.
Mom,
I got you these two polo shirts.
Mom, I actually got you a cameo.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting.
Just because.
I hope it's from my favorite actor, John Travolta.
Close. Press play, Mom.
Okay.
Okay, Kevin, it's recording.
Hey, hi, it's me, Kevin Pollak, and I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. And if it's not your birthday, I hope you're celebrating today because it's the first day of the rest of your life, and I was thrilled to be a part of it. Fuck, how was that? Was that okay?
I mean,
what do you think, Ma?
This is... Thank you.
You're welcome.
I can't even believe I deserved this from the dad from Wedding Planner. That's incredible.
Is that who he is? I thought he...
He's in Wedding Planner. He's the other woman's dad.
He's
Fran's dad. He's riding the horse with the...
Hey, Simpkins, it's the warden. I know you've been in solitary for the week.
Worth it. Thank you.
It was worth it.
Am I out now? Can I get out now?
No. We're going to keep you in solitary for.
Come on. I did my time in solitary.
I just want to let you know that we did get your kid that greeting from Elvis Presley.
Uh huh.
Yeah, he was only $25 for 10 hours.
Yeah.
And,
He said he's out front. He says, when you get out, he's here to pick you up.
Oh my gosh. He doesn't realize that I'm just getting out of solitary back into regular.
Yeah, right, yeah. You got 10 years left in your sentence.
Yeah, I guess I might have misled him when I said I was getting out. Can you break it to Mr. Priestley?
Can I?
I mean, I can't. I guess I'm still going to do some more time here in solitaire.
But I guess the word is that your kid liked the
the
cameo.
Oh, that was really nice.
Mom, because is okay. He's also the dad in the movie where the girl, she's like a nerd.
Yeah, she's all that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a classic, and everybody loves it.
Yeah, but you're saying he was the dad in
The Wedding Planner. He's Fran's dad in The Wedding Planner.
Wedding Planner.
Huh. Yeah. Which is oddly, you know. Obviously, I'm a huge fan, but there's no connection between him and John Travolta, I don't think.
Well, he was in that documentary, surprisingly, a documentary
that included John Travolta?
No, it was I was really shocked to see him because it was a clip of something he had done that was in another documentary. What was the documentary about? Hold on, Mom, this is important. This is worth just sitting through, I think.
No.
Hold on. Because it was a documentary about a subject. Oh, okay. I know. The Price is Right. The Price is Right, Mom. There's a documentary about a guy who, quote unquote, cheated on The Price is Right.
Wow. Well, listen, Tommy, this is the great thing about cameos and about celebrities. Everyone has their own personal connection to them, and they have no personal connection to those people. You know, it's like everyone has it with them. It's very one-sided, but they... You know, we hold whatever we hold dear to our hearts about them. Like you must have felt about Mark McGrath.
Yeah.
You know, you loved all their songs. You loved it. You
I
just
love you,
fly.
Mom. This is a great birthday. And I think you made the right choice falling in love with my stepdad.
Ma'am, are you sure he's not going to notice me crossing out this extra L to make it a polo shirt? Because these are pollo shirts.
That is our show. Kaboom.
Polo shirts made of chicken.
It's great.
Oh, thank you all so damn much. A special thanks to Mark Gagliardi and Jackie Gonzalez-DeRuthi for joining us as guest alchemist on so many, many episodes over the last few years.
It's been a pleasure.
Your talent and willingness have meant the world to us. And I think I speak for the other founding members and thank you for being as great as you are and as, full of the sort of joy that I was hoping this show would bring to other people. And you're both perfect examples of that. So thank you.
It has been a treat. Yeah.
What a blast. What a great time and a wonderful thing to be a part of.
Yeah. Amen. Again, so long for now. Yeah. Not goodbye.
I'll never see you again.
Yeah, because I'm coming
never
over.
Never see anyone here again.
Jackie, I'm going to be at your place for dinner tonight. I don't know if that's
wonderful.
Weird.
Wonderful.
Please let
I'll
Patrick...
have the game on.
No. Yes.
And mine for breakfast, scared. Right? Great. We're going to have biscuits and gravy.
And Chris Alvarado, thank you so damn much.
Hey, thank you. And Jackie and Mark, it's been so fun to be like so floored by both your talents, but also just personally, like how lucky we've all been to become closer as friends. Not just performers. Like I'm so stoked that I really consider both of you like two of my good friends. So I just want to say that, and I love you guys.
Amen, brother. Love you back.
Yes, love you.
James, you want to add to that?
You know,
or subtract.
I just
you could also
ready.
subtract from that. Multiply though, if you want.
Times 10. Put that times 10. Yeah, it's been a hell of a blast. It's being able to get together the new guests when we started bringing guests in brought a lot of life into the show. It was really fun. And I don't know what the hell I would have done through COVID and through the lockdown if it wasn't for the times to be able to get together and laugh on Zoom with you guys.
Hell yeah.
So thank you.
Well said. Greg?
Yeah, Mark and Jackie are great, but I do want to talk about the term jerry-rigged, which
he's been boiling this whole time for it.
I think we might have actually covered it on the show before, because it's
do
a
too.
Yeah, because jerry-rigged is a conflation of two previous terms, jury-rigged and jerry-built. Jury-rigged, referring to an improvised sale. So that means something you've kind of thrown together on the fly. Jerry-built is something that's built shoddily. And they all predate referring to the Germans as Jerry's.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now I feel like a racist and I apologize to all of Germany.
You can always be racist to Germans. But yeah, it's I'm only doing this because it's so tough to say goodbye to Mark and Jackie, who I will never see again.
I know, it's weird. We'll never, ever see you again.
And thanks also to our engineer and producer to the stars, Mr. Doug Bame. The fine folks at iHeartMedia who've given us a home. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, thanking each and every one of you so very, very much. Hope to see you again and soon. If not sooner, check your mail. And until next time.
A new season of Bridgerton is here, and with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix, then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kiwi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kiwi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.